Before we go to the next committee report, where we're going to try and get back a lot of this time is on the election of committee members. And what we're going to do on that is we're going to take we're going to take nominations. So you're aware of what the committees are. I printed up ballots last night for people so that we can just vote quickly on these things. Carol, would you be willing to pass the ballots out? Glance at the committees. I don't mean to distract your attention from the committee reports, but please be thinking about who you're going to nominate and which committees you want to serve on. So when we get to that in the agenda, we can recover some of the time we lost now. So with that, Teresa is going to give the report of the Archives Task Force.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. We do, but I just want people thinking ahead of time.
Okay, thank you.
The agenda's as it is here, but...
Thank you very much for this time. And I have been given just one thing by...
Sorry, just to clarify, please don't write on this. This is your ballot. Right. So this is just for you to think about. What's going to happen is when we take nominations, I'll assemble them on this, and then I will read them off, and you'll enter it on your ballot. So don't write on this. Okay. There's only enough for as many board members as there are. Okay. Go ahead.
I've just been given one thing by the Archives Committee. This committee has met fairly regularly this year, and they have accomplished a lot of things, and I hope that many of you will enjoy the presentation by Brian DeShazer on our archives. The thing that's come out of this committee is a concern that they are not, that they've been deemed a task force rather than a committee. And they feel that they can more effectively achieve their objectives if they are an actual committee. They feel that task force just doesn't give them the standing that they need, or the respect, or the participation. Now, as you know, according to Article 8, Section 2, except as otherwise provided in these bylaws, all committees shall include at least one director of each foundation radio station and two delegates who are not serving as directors from each radio station, provided, however, that the inclusion of delegates on a committee shall not be required where the board, by a majority vote, determines that the privileged, sensitive, or confidential nature of the matters to be addressed by said committee preclude the inclusion of delegates as committee members, et cetera, et cetera. So that means if they were a committee, that you would need to motivate at least two LSB people from your LSBs, and there would need to be one director from each area. And then any affiliates directors could participate also. So here's the resolution. In that the PNB, at its January board meeting, made a de facto decision to conduct business through an archives task force. With some lack of clarity to the ramifications of that decision, we ask that the PNB reaffirm the Archives Committee's relevance and role as a committee of the PNB. Elect PNB directors to the Archives Committee from all five stations, and that the PNB request election of two delegates from the five LSBs. So let me rephrase the resolution. We ask that the PNB establish the Archives Committee as a committee of this board.
Okay. Is that a motion from the committee?
Yes.
Okay. So it doesn't require a second. So the motion is to form the archives, what had been the task force, as an archives committee, consistent with the provision in the bylaws for committee memberships. Discussion? Oh, and it's just been pointed out to me the coordinating committee was left off of this ballot. I left some space because I was certain I would leave something out. So you can write coordinating down three open lines below affiliates. Okay, so who would like to speak to the question? Sarv?
I have no problem with giving a status of committee. My concern is that we have so many committees and we have so many people. We are running short of people on these committees, and people are, you know, two persons from each station and then one director from each area. Have you give some consideration, Teresa, to that element of it, how to staff it? Do you and how many people you have on the Archives Task Force now? And how often have you met?
The committee has met, I would say, at least 6 times, and the attendance on the call has been between 6 and 10 people.
I think 5 to 7.
Seems like there have been more, but I was taking the minutes, so it's difficult. This means we have 22 people on this board. Actually, two of them, the affiliates directors, are really not required to be on these committees. I mean, I hope that we all feel an obligation to serve on committees. If we take 9 committees, we have 9 committees, and divided into 22, we all have to be on about at least 2, maybe 3 committees. And some committees are more popular than others. But I think the important thing is we've been doing business right now, and people that are on the call are really dedicated, and they're doing the work between the meetings. If we need quorum, if we go this route, we need quorum. So we really need a firm commitment from each area to put these people on these committees and understand that they have to attend these meetings.
Zarina and Mary had their hands up. I didn't see Zarina. I don't know who had their hand up first, and I see Bob after them. Who had Mary and then Zarina?
Well, if you make it into the way I understand the situation now, due to rules that were passed by the previous board in the first year, I guess there was a fear there'd be too many directors and too many people on the committees. Well, we find that isn't so. So there can be only one director from each area on each committee. So if you go that way, you might limit your workforce. Let's say if there are 2 people who happen now to be directors, we're going to have this on the election committee, and I'm very upset about it because I didn't realize this was the case. From KPFA, we have 2 people who want to serve and have been serving on the election committee, and it needs all the bodies it can find. And we're going to now lose by 1/3 that membership. I would like to find some time where I would move to rescind that law, revisit it, and just go with the bylaws, at least one director. But for this moment, I'm trying to see, are you sure you will still have your 5 to 7, or will you really be hamstrung? You might be better off as a task force. You might get your work done if you have work to do. The committees are really hamstrung as I see it. This is a very disturbing thing.
Okay, so is that were you speaking opposed to the motion? Okay, Zarina?
I'm asking caution about, do they really want to do this thing? Be careful what you ask for.
Zarina?
I wanted to say that I'm against it being a committee. I would rather it continue as a task force. And I might just say that I elect it, to be on the committee back in January, and the 6 meetings that you all have had, I've not been on one of them. I was only alerted about one, and the emails that we've gotten, Rob knows, and a couple of other people on our LSB, that I wanted to be a part of Archives. Brian knows, because I even came out on my own money to work with the Archives fundraiser. But to raise it to the level of a committee means that we do have to have not just a major commitment, but the people that are going to be involved with the committee. And also, not only are we stretched with the PMB and our own local station board, we all have lives. We also work with other organizations and do a lot of other things. And if every night of my life is committed to Pacifica and everybody else's, I don't have a life, and I do have a life, and I do think that people would like to be able to continue that so that we can do a better job and not just be committed to committees.
Ray and then Lydia.
Yeah, I would also object to it becoming a committee, particularly at this point. I think that the rationale that Mary used is not quite correct. We never thought that we would have too many people. Actually, it was done specifically because we don't have enough. As it is,
we have
trouble having directors for each committee. So if we force 2 directors on each committee, people have freedom. 3, 4 directors could join any committee they want. But if we make a requirement to have two directors, before you can have a committee functioning, we would make it worse. And as it is now, we don't have a director in some committees.
So. We're nearly at time, so I'd really like to recognize if anybody wants to speak in favor of it, because we've heard several opposed. Are you in favor of the motion, Lydia?
No, I'm not. I want to speak on
quickly. We're at time.
On committee composition, which is that I hope the governance committee can take up the issue of committee formation, because I do think that we have a huge problem on committees. I would instead recommend that we at least have one director, not necessarily from each signal area, on each committee, and that we compensate then by having extra additional people from the LSBs to join on the committee, so you know, so that we can resolve this at a later point, I think. And right now, I oppose the formation of another committee because we don't have new criteria.
Okay, I'm going to let Sandy. Are you speaking in favor?
Actually, I was going to call the question.
It's already called automatically by time. I'm going to allow Teresa 30 seconds to respond.
I would like you to let this committee try to be a committee, and if it doesn't work, fine. We could have a meeting. We could have a committee. They could meet four times a year, and subcommittees could meet where we didn't have the quorum issue. Also, you need to consider our units or our stations have LSBs to help them. Archives and affiliates have our archives and affiliates have no committees to help them as our stations do. So they would like to have committee status.
Okay, we're at time. All those in favor of the motion to create a committee, an archives committee, please raise your hand.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
All those opposed?
I'll go seven.
Seven in favor. Hang on a second. When you're ready, Mary, all those opposed?
One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, five. Going, going, gone. One, two, three, four, five.
Five abstains.
No.
Okay. Five no's.
Seven yes, five no.
The motion passes. We'll have the archives, which was listed here as a task force, is now a committee. Okay, the last item before us is the audit committee. It's a written report. We've given it 5 minutes. Is somebody willing to present the audit report?
I'll be glad to do that.
Go ahead.
The outgoing director, Donna Warren, asked me to present the report. So all I have to say is it's a written report. If you go to the blue book.
It's the maroon tab.
It's the maroon tab, I believe. And I think it's the last report.
Committee report number 3.
Mm-hmm. And actually, I have nothing further to add. It's going to have to speak for itself. I'm actually not a member of the audit committee, and I'm doing Donna a favor. She worked hard with her committee on this.
It's 4 pages. It seems very involved and detailed. If there's a member of the committee who wants to comment on any piece of it, we can do that, but we only have about 3 more minutes. Okay, we'll just accept the committee report. Okay, we are now at election of officers, for which half an hour has been allotted. Carol, did you get those ballots, Xerox? Thank you so much, and thank you very much to Carol Wolf, who helped me with getting some of these materials prepared. So the floor is open for nomination. It says here president, vice president, secretary. We use the term chair. So the floor is open for nominations for chair.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, David. If we were changing to having presence.
Deb?
I nominate Dave Adelson for chair.
Okay, thank you. I accept that. Any other nominations?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Shafto nominated Adelson for chair.
Okay.
I would like to nominate Sarv Randhawa.
You accept? I accept. Okay, so Sarv Randhawa is nominated by Ambrose Lane.
David, David and Sarv, have you accepted?
Yes. Okay, now the way I've done this, are there any further nominations for chair? Ken? Is there any objection to closing nominations for chair? Okay, the way I've done this, I have 4 chair, 4 vice chair, and 4 secretary. It may be that whoever doesn't prevail as chair may want to run for vice chair. So I'd like to ask you to tear your ballot and take the top portion of it. Our bylaws require that we vote by IRV, so please write both names down, Dave Adelson and Sarv Randhawa. Place a 1 next to your first choice and a 2 next to your second. And if you, Carol, would you be willing to collect the ballots also? We should be ready in just a minute or two.
Are you
qualified? Excuse me, that's right. Going a little bit too fast. Maybe I'm not qualified. Would people like to hear statements from each of the candidates?
Yes, please.
Yes.
Sarv, after you.
What, 1 minute or 2 minute?
Two.
Time, Mr. Chair.
How long do you want? I'll do 1 minute.
Oh, go ahead, Dave.
Okay. I will try and be a fair chair and to move the business of the board forward. People know I tend to be opinionated on a lot of issues, and if there's an issue I absolutely have to weigh in on, I'll yield the chair to the vice chair. And I will make sure that the coordinating committee has significant input into the conduct of the board activities and try and represent the will of that body to this board. I have experience having been vice chair of the KPFK local advisory board for 3 years and chair of that board for another 3 years. And any lacks that I have in parliamentary procedure, I will try to patch with your help. I'll also ask for the indulgence of the board in really asking board members to limit or stop and give warnings if board members make personally recriminating statements towards others, so we maintain a sense of decorum that lets ourselves move through the difficult business of the board as quickly as possible. And that's about all I have to say. Other aspects of my chairing you've seen on display so far, both good and bad.
I think I, as a chair, the first thing, the most important thing for me would be to listen to everyone in a fair way. I know that many times on the boards, the person that speaks loudest and the fastest gets the lion's share of the time. But I would like to make sure that everyone, those who don't even speak, and they get very little, that they have something to contribute. And I would want to listen to them as well. And I want to be fair. And I would also would not be bogged down simply because we have Robert's rule that they drag us down and we can't do our business. And I'll make sure that I'm fair in listening to everyone and keeping in mind that we have important things to do. And the mission of the network is so important. And we can't bog down in small technicalities and Robert's rules. So I'll go in that direction and I'll try to create a cohesive body and make sure that divisions and partisanships are left aside and we concentrate on the issues at hand. Thank you.
Carol, if you're willing to collect the ballots.
Dave, you want to repeat the process again?
Okay, so you write both names on, you tear the upper piece off that says for chair, write both names, Dave and Sarv, or Adelson and Randhawa. Place a 1 next to your first choice and a 2 next to your second.
Just name two, just write names and put one in front of the name you want.
Right, okay. Or just put a 1 in front of the name you choose. 2 will be implied.
May I just advocate, yeah, in a group this small, with cohort this small, please do not split the vote and put 1-1 or 2-2. Please make a choice of, please rank them in some different way, not the same, no duplicate rankings, because we may end up just drawing straws, and that would be too bad.
Okay. And Carol, are you willing to count the votes as well?
With a witness.
Who would like to be a witness? Lynn, would you be willing to witness it? I hate to tear you away from the rest of this fascinating discussion. Shall we accept nominations for secretary, or shall we wait till we hear which of us will be chair? Are you a candidate for secretary?
Oh, you never know.
You never know. We'll wait. While we're waiting, if we can just, again, during the break, please talk to other members of your delegation about who wants to run. This current rule of the board is that we established in our first meeting in January 2004 was that committee composition would be one board member from each signal area and possibly an affiliate, but not more, and also 2 members from LSBs, but not more. The rationale for that was to have balanced representation from each signal area on the committees.
a point of personal privilege.
Yes, Don?
Pardon me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I feel that I'm obligated to make this comment. In the report from the audit committee, people should be aware that page 4 of the audit committee had proposed motions from that committee. Now, I'm not saying those are going to be put on the table here, but I just want to alert people to read the audit committee. We kind of went over that. This is the Donna Warren report, and on page 4 are a series of motions that committee may bring forward. We're not going to present them apparently today, but just be sure on page 4 of the audit committee that you look over the resolutions, the motions they're proposing out of that committee.
Thank you. And in that case, they'll come before us at our next meeting in committee reports.
That's right.
Lydia, but we're not accepting any new business or motions, so this is just...
Question on the voting.
Information.
Oh, go ahead.
On the committees.
Yes.
In the event that... this is a personal question. Anyway, in the event that you are the chair, then would I still be able to join the coordinating committee? You mentioned being on the coordinating committee. Is that a matter of just the chair is on all committees?
The officers are automatic. The chair, the vice chair, and the secretary are automatically members of the coordinating committee. And additionally, there's a representative from each signal area.
Dave?
Yeah.
Okay. Does this list that include the coordinating committee?
Yeah, I said you should write and fill it in. I left blank spaces at the bottom in case of any errors. So leave three blank lines under affiliates and then write coordinating in there. Yeah, Ambrose?
Just make clear that only the coordinating committee under the bylaws requires a representative from each signal area. Bylaws don't require that for all the other committees.
No, they do.
Yeah.
They do.
No, they don't.
Well, the difference is the coordinating committee only has to have board members. The other committees all have members from LSBs. That's the distinction. But we all are required to have representation.
No. It's not true.
Okay, I'll check.
At least one director from each radio station area applies only to the coordinating committee.
No, standing committees.
I'll check that. So thanks, Alan.
Here. I want to, I suppose, point of order or personal privilege, too, is David, I want to be able to speak with you, so will there be a moment when you'll be off mic?
What?
Yes. I got to ask you, as an ABSB member, what committees you're going for.
We have time during the break. We have a break before we're going to vote on this, so we can all... that's the point of doing it this way. There's
an
opportunity to caucus. But, okay. I'm going to read this section of the bylaws. It says, composition of board committees... Yes, Ken? Maintain order. I'm sorry, because we're still a count going on. Composition of board committees. Except as otherwise provided in these bylaws, all committees shall include at least one director from each foundation radio station and two delegates who are not then serving as directors from each radio station, provided, however, that the inclusion of delegates on a committee shall not be required where the board, by a majority vote, determines that privilege-sensitive or confidential nature of the matters to be addressed by said committee preclude the inclusion of delegates as committee members in order for said committee to effectively and efficiently perform its duties, and et cetera, et cetera. So in the second, that was section 2. In section 3, it says a coordinating committee, which shall coordinate activities, which committee shall include as members all foundation officers and at least one director from each radio station area, but shall not include any non-director LSB delegate, provided, however, that the coordinating committee shall not be considered an executive committee and shall not exercise any powers of the board without board approval. Then it lists the governance, technology, programming, and finance committees, but section 2, which precedes that, does apply to them and does require one member from each station signal area. If I'm misunderstanding something, please let me know.
There's a special section dealing with standing committees, and the composition of those is section 3. That's the reason I'm saying this.
I understand, but section 2...
The language is specific, and the section is specific. Composition of those standing committees is spelled out specifically. but not...
There, in Section 3, Understanding Committees, it delineates what the committees are, and for the case of the Coordinating and Finance Committee, specifies a formulation for membership that's different, but composition of board committees in Section 2 does say, except as otherwise provided. So since Section 3 is silent on the composition of those standing committees, I believe Section 2 on composition does apply to them. Do we have a result from the election? It's apparently complex.
It's 12 for Dave and 9 for Sarv.
Okay, so thank you very much. The ballot should, I think, be given to the secretary once we elect her or him. It's presently a her, so no gender bias there. But so that's where it will go when we're done. Pardon me. So maybe I don't deserve the chair. I neglected the affiliates committee report. If without objection, we'll go back to that. And this is 10 minutes.
All right.
Point of procedure.
Yes.
To save time, could we start the vice chair election, and while the ballots are tabulated, we could...
Great idea. Let's do that without objection. So nominations will be open for vice chair. Alan. Okay. So, do you accept? LaVarne.
Patty Heffley.
Patty Heffley. Do you accept, Patty? Lydia? Oh, I thought I saw a hand. Rob?
AC Bird.
AC, do you accept?
Yeah.
Okay. Any further nominations? Okay. Closing nominations without any further objection? Or without any objection?
Mr.
Yeah,
Chair?
Bob? Yes?
Just a reminder, we are not required to vote for more than one person or to vote for any.
That's
so
correct.
I know, but it was explained that you must, you know, put one in front of one and two in front of the other or something. So just
you don't
clarify.
Have to. You do not have to select a second or third. Correct. So what you're going to do is write those three names. We will hear statements from the candidates. Please write Sarv Rondawa under vice chair. AC Bird and Patty Heffley.
In that order?
In whatever order you want. It would help if we all have the same order. I think it will help the vote counter. So please write Sarv, AC, and Patty. And then when you vote, you're going to put a 1 next to your first choice if you have a first choice, a 2 next to your second if you want to choose somebody a second, and a 3 next to your third if you want to do that. So now, if we can hear from the candidates. Sarv, do you want to start?
Well, I just spoke. I think I just spoke. I think if in the capacity of vice chair, all I can do is assist the chair in carrying out the mandate and running the meetings and help him in all way I can, all the ways I can, and wherever he needs my help. So. And it's not a very taxing job, but I think that's maybe it's not a bad idea.
AC?
I'm going to decline.
You're going to decline the nomination. Okay. Patty?
Okay, well, I've never been a vice chair before, so that would be new for me. But I would like to... help in the foundation, and I'd certainly assist Dave. I'm helpful. I was a secretary at WBAI already, so I'm adept at meeting announcements, different sort of things, and I would happily be like to assist when Dave is unable to. Thank you.
Okay, so please cross off AC Bird, put a 1 next to your first choice, either Sarv or Patty, and if you want to put a 2, you can, but you need not. The difference be... I don't even want to go there.
Yeah.
And actually, well, yeah, we'll wait till hear the result of this before we consider secretary. Okay, the affiliates.
All right. Thank you for this opportunity. Our affiliates can be an inspiration. We have 87 affiliates. And it is just amazing to see the reverence and care that they give for their facilities and the excitement and dedication to innovative programming. I had the opportunity this past year to visit prospective affiliate stations in San Marcos, Texas, in San Antonio and Austin. I had the great joy in visiting KAZI in Austin and being, you know, personally hugged, just greeted at the door and hugged by about 8 people. That's probably where I got a cold, but they were really nice people. It's right in the middle of their pledge drive. It's basically it's an African American station, and they are just wonderful, wonderful people, and they have now affiliated. Also visited KEOS in College Station, about a $55,000 budget, all volunteers, and they need to be affiliated. They are affiliated, but they need us, and we need them. I hope that you will be here for the presentation by our affiliates coordinator. Some of it will be the same, but we are building, and you can just really see the diversity of our affiliates. It's time for this board to step up and to help our affiliates. There has been, in my opinion, a resistance to the affiliates program, which has directly affected their ability to make progress. There has been infighting here and a lack of focus on some of the things that we need to concentrate on for the benefit of the whole foundation. There have been botched attempts at national programming. And when we mess up, some little station in West Virginia or in Utah, for example, when they tune in and they're expected to hear the Alito hearings and it doesn't happen, for example, it really impacts their credibility, and they depend upon us. They are our clients. They pay us money. We benefit from them. They benefit from us. If we mess up on national programming, that's a serious problem. When they expect our headline news, for example, and turn it on and there's no headline news because we don't have continuity, that's a serious problem. Our reluctance to comply with FCC regulations when doing national programming. FCC says that you should not be tuning in to WMNF in Tampa and hear, oh, we're raising money for WBAI today, or you know, whatever. That's not right. And we need on the board to get together and help this program. We have no operations plan, except as our coordinator has just like personally, you know, through force of organizational skills and personality has done what she could. There are lack of policies coming from this board. We did make a statement or a reply to the FCC. It was passed in a conference call before our last PNB meeting, and that made a big difference to Prometheus. And if you look on the FCC website right now, we're right there next to Disney with our statement to FCC. So I am emphasizing that next year our affiliates coordinators need to take a more active role. I'm sure they don't want to just feel like redheaded stepchildren, you know, in this process. All of the directors need to participate in this. So that's what I have to say for the affiliates committee this year. A lot of good things and a lot of things to work on.
And just for anybody who's redheaded who happens to be listening, I'm sure that was not intended as a slur.
I'd like to say, Dave, that I'd be happy to have any kind of hair whatsoever, red or...
Yeah, I was just looking over there. I was seeing, is that red? And I think you're red-faced, but not red hair. So any discussion on the affiliates report? Bob?
Just a point of information for Teresa. For those people who don't know the background that you were referring to about the FCC and...
Hold on a second. Let's please have order on the board.
Teresa, could you just explain what the issue was and the position that, that our board took last year on this matter affecting low-power radio?
Steve, could you explain that maybe better than I? It's pretty technical.
I actually don't remember the details, but I think it was the... But that won't stop me from...
I remember.
Okay, I think it's the third adjacent spacing rules and so forth, but let's defer to Dave since he does remember.
I tell you what, I'll let you try, and then if I don't like it, I'll...
Well, there was a question about an FCC rule affecting low-power FM having to do with whether they could have translators, wasn't it? Was that not the issue?
I think they were
allowing... You said you remembered, Dave.
I think they were allowing full-power stations with translators to intrude upon...
To have priority over low-power FM in the signal allocation. That was it.
And so we made a statement that we have to respect community radio stations and low-power... stations are definitely low power. You don't want a full power station in Nebraska to be intruding into a community radio station in a different state, which is where we were headed. So,
I'll commit to distributing the actual language, but I think Dave's recollection is correct. There are hundreds of new low power FM stations on the air, and some of them are being threatened by commercial stations applying for translators, which are bumping off new LPFMs. Opelousas is one of them, one of the first all black stations that went on the air as an LPFM.
And one of the reasons it was problematic for us in forming our position on it was some of our full-power affiliates might be eligible for some of those translators. And so the question was whether we could get buy-in from those affiliates to support the position and support a community radio. And Ursula did some work on, quite a bit of work, our affiliates coordinator, to talk to many of them, and they were ultimately very generous and gracious and said that they wouldn't be alienated by our taking a position in favor of community radio, low power. So
I have a question, Dave.
Yeah, Don?
I'll preface this by saying I absolutely endorse this report that we all get involved with nearly 90 affiliates. You know, Pacifica programming can be heard all over the United States. And I'm just going to say that in my hometown of Mount Vernon, Washington State, on the campus of Skagit Valley College, there's an affiliate. I've just learned that in the last year. And so you can actually hear near the Canadian border programming that comes out of the network. My question is it true that the Immokalee workers in Florida, who won a major victory over Taco Bell, over the price of tomatoes, that station that the Immokalee workers have is now an affiliate?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Our first Spanish language affiliate, Radio Consciencia, is the name of the station. And actually, to clarify, they're not just Spanish language. They have a Haitian community. They broadcast in French, Creole, and a number of indigenous languages as well. I think five languages, I understand. And they also have developed a relationship with the programming collectives at KPFK, especially the programmers, Voces de Liberación, who have helped them produce carts and other things like that. So they're sharing programming already.
I think it was last week we had a new affiliate, WOJB, which is they're a Native American station out of Hayward, Wisconsin, 100,000 watts, La Corte Oreille. It says American Indian Radio Satellite. They're the only Native American station east of the Mississippi. For example.
We're at time on that, and I'm sure we can hear more details when the affiliates director gives her report.